88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good evening. Welcome once again to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. And I'm John Green, your host. On tonight's show, we have Ornette Coleman, the late Pharaoh Sanders, who died sadly a few weeks ago. I have a little bit of a tribute to him. Diane Reeves, Jimmy Scott, Dave Brubeck, Paul Desmond. We have three featured CDs again tonight. First one from pianist Stefano Bolani. This is a CD of duets between himself and Hamilton de Holanda, who's a bandolim player. It's on the ECM label, OK Sera, it's called. We have another one of our Woody Shaw CDs, this number 5 in that box set we've been going through, the Complete Columbia Sessions. It's called For Sure. And toward the end of the show, musician Keith Jackson and a group he calls Likely So. The CD is called Around Goal. It's on the Delmark label. So, lots of good jazz. Hope you enjoy the show. Thank you. The unmistakable sound there of Ornette Coleman. And he's backed by Donald Cherry on the cornet, Charlie Hayden on the bass, Billy Higgins on the drums. Probably Coleman's most famous CD, or was originally an LP, The Shape of Jazz to Come on the Atlantic label, released back in 1959. And that tune, probably Coleman's most famous, Lonely Woman. Well, we're just getting Night Train underway for another week here on KRVS. Now let's listen to the first of our three featured CDs. This one from Stefano Bellani, the Italian pianist, and he's together here with Hamilton de Holanda on the bandolim. This was recorded live at the Jazz Middelheim Club in Antwerp, Belgium.
Thank you. Guarda che mare, guarda che luna, guarda che mare.
Stefano Bolaño on the piano, with Hamilton de Holanda on the bandolim. As I said earlier, it's a live recording, recorded in Antwerp, Belgium, back in 2012, and only very recently released on the ECM label. The CD's called OK Sera. The tunes we heard were Beatrice, Il Barbon di Siviglia, Caprichos de España, Guarda que Luna, Luisa, and the title tune, OK Sera. On the ECM label, Stefano Bolaño. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now, our brief, somewhat brief, tribute to the late, great alto saxophonist. Pharoah Sanders really defied musical definition. A very, very, very eclectic musician. A lot of people, of course, didn't like his music. It was avant-garde, to say the least, but he was very highly influential in his time and absolutely fearless when it came to playing. He played a huge variety of instruments, some of which he invented himself, and he made a really different sound. This one is from one of his Tamer CDs. It's called Thimby. All of the tunes on this CD were originally of African origin, at least in Pharoah Sanders' mind. The first one here, Astral Traveling. Thank you. the late Pharoah Sanders playing on that particular track, the alto saxophone, and a large variety of other instruments of various kinds. Astral Traveling was the name of the track. It gave you just kind of a taste of Pharoah Sanders' music from an LP that came out back in 1971 on the Impulse record label, the late, great Pharoah Sanders. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Time now for our second featured CD, this one from the trumpeter Woody Shaw. We've been playing CDs from his Columbia box set that was just released, Woody Shaw, the Complete Columbia Albums Collection. This is the fifth of the six CDs. It was released in 1980. It's called For Sure.
this is no fantasy. Sky.